This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. We start this hour with violence in Africa. Al-Shabaab jihadists killed at least 12 people Sunday in a raid on a town and military base in central Somalia. This according to the army and local officials. One source told the French news agency the attackers were pushed back and many of them had been killed, although the exact number of dead was not clear. The source said the attack started with the detonation of a vehicle loaded with explosives. Al-Shabaab confirmed the attack and claimed 34 soldiers at the military base had been killed. Authorities also announced Sunday that they had executed 21 Al-Shabaab members. That's the largest ever execution carried out in Somalia. And Al-Shabaab has been linked to Al-Qaeda. At least 15 people were burned alive or shot dead in a horrific attack in central Burundi after armed men blocked off a road and started killing travelers, according to security sources on Sunday. The ambush happened Saturday night. It mirrors similar attacks staged in the East African country last year. Armed men barricaded a road with boulders and sprayed bullets into vehicles. They also poured petrol and set two buses on fire, burning the passengers alive. And what one witness said were scenes of horror. At least 13 people were torched alive and at least two were shot dead, according to witnesses and a local official. Indian officials said Sunday they suspect explosives-laden drones were used to attack an airbase in the disputed region of Kashmir, calling it the first such incident of its kind in India. The region's police director general told the private news channel New Delhi Television that drones with payload were used in both the blasts. He called the attack one of terrorism. Two soldiers were lightly wounded in the explosions, according to a military officer. You're listening to VOA News.